Which church is right for me? You know, I'm so glad you asked that question because there's a lot of other people who have asked that question. And I'm going to give you the answer in just a little bit. But I want you to know that I'm Kathy Shropshire, and this podcast is brought to you by Dean Shropshire Ministries. So to answer your question, which church is right for me? Let me begin to tell you that if you're asking that question, this means that you're a Christian and you really want to find a good church. You really want to find a church so that you can find out more about God and more about His Word. You see, God created church. It's His idea. We didn't just have man's idea to build a church and have people gather together periodically and read from the Bible. No, that was God's plan. God's plan for the church. And really, the church began on the day of Pentecost. You can read that in the book of Acts when the people got filled with the Holy Spirit and they started gathering together and they started praising and worshiping God and they started praying and having the word ministered to them. Well, Hebrews 10:25, look it up, mark it in your Bible, is such a great scripture that explains why the church. It says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Where do we assemble? As a church. And then it goes on to say, as is the matter of some. In other words, some people aren't attending church. Have you noticed that? And then it goes on to say, but exhorting one another, encouraging one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. What does that mean, the day approaching? What that means is Jesus is coming back. He's coming back to get His church. And if you're a Christian and you want to go to church, you need to be in church because this isn't optional. It doesn't say if you feel like it, if you get up and it's cold, don't go to church. No, it says do not forsake. That means don't quit going to church. You need to go on a regular basis. But it's important, just like the question is, you got to go to the right church. You have to go to the right church. Because let me tell you, there's a lot of wrong churches out there. Yep, there are. We're about to see Jesus face to face. And we want to do all we can to obey the Bible until He gets here. Until He gets here for us. He's going to part the clouds soon and very soon. He's coming. It's called the rapture of the church, and He's coming to get us. He's coming to get His family. Now, only God knows when that's going to be, but we just need to be ready. So how can you be ready? You can be obedient to the Word of God and get into a church that teaches you the Word of God. See, this is what's so important about church. The right church is going to teach you about eternity. In other words, they're going to teach you that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And they're going to teach you how to make sure that you are born again, that you're a Christian. It's found in Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. So it's so important that you go to church so you can get saved, so that you can become a Christian. You know, some churches never have an altar call. They never provide somebody with an opportunity to come out of spiritual darkness and make Jesus the Lord of their life. If you're going to a church like that, you need to get out and find another church. Because the most important decision you'll ever make is to receive Jesus, to make Jesus the Lord of your life. That guarantees that when Jesus comes back to get us, or you go by way of the grave, you're going to go to heaven and you'll be in the presence of the Father immediately. It's important where you go to church. You need the right church. You really do. But in addition to a church that teaches you salvation, teaches you how to make Jesus the Lord of your life, you need to go to a church where you can learn how to take the word and apply it to your life. How you can understand it so it makes sense to you. This is so important. How to apply the word. You've got to go to a church that tells you how to apply the word to your life. Otherwise, it's just like, you know, reading a book. It has no applicability to your life day in and day out. That was mine. That was my story. That was my story. I went to a denominational church for, you know, many, many years of my life. And then I went to another denominational church. And I'm telling you, I didn't know how to apply it to my life. You know, I heard teaching from the Word of God at one particular church every Sunday, telling me how to get saved. And once I got saved, what a sinner I was and how I needed to get saved again. So I practically rededicated my life every Sunday. But as far as living day to day, I lived like hell. I didn't know that the word was applicable to my life on a day by day, moment by moment basis. Yeah. So what did I do? I did all the wrong things. I knew in my heart that something wrong, that this wasn't the right way to live. I can remember sitting in a bar one time, and I was trying to smoke a cigarette. I never could inhale. And I was trying to, I wasn't trying to drink. I was drinking and dancing, having a good time with my friends. But I was sitting there, and the thought came to me, this is not right. Something's wrong with this picture. I don't feel like I should be doing this. But then the other thought was, but what would I be doing? Like, where would I go if I wasn't drinking and dancing and having a good time with my friends, living like hell? I didn't know what to do. So I stayed continuing to do the same thing over and over and over again. No life, living in darkness, no fulfillment. And I knew in my heart there had to be more. There just had to be more with this walk with God. Because, you know, when I was going faithfully to church, we would sing this song. When we all get to heaven, what a glorious day it's going to be. And we had been taught about heaven, how you walk on streets of gold and there's no darkness, there's no pain, there's no suffering, there's no, just every need met. It's going to be wonderful. And I kept thinking, what about the nasty now? Well, one day, thank God for that one day that person came to me and told me that God had a good plan for my life. And it wasn't the plan that I was living. It wasn't the plan filled with depression and addiction and sin and ugliness and bitterness and strife and guilt and all these negative things. No, that this plan that God had for my life was to be happy, was to be prosperous, was to be healthy, was to be full of good things and no sickness and disease and depression and just no addictions and no sadness, and just I could go on and on and on. The benefits of the Word of God. And I thought, wow, I just knew it. I knew it. There had to be a better way. And I thank God to this day for that person taking the time and telling me, like I'm telling you, there's a better way. God has a better plan. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to live like that. You can choose something else. And it's choosing the Word of God. Do you understand? You may have to get rid of some friends, but I'm telling you, there is a place for you. There is a church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God that tells you how to live the Word of God on a daily basis, how to live the victorious, overcoming life that Jesus bled out for you to have, how to love instead of hate. That's a biggie. How to forgive instead of holding grudges. Yeah. How to be kind instead of being resentful all the time. How to be positive instead of negative. I mean, living for God is a good thing. It's a good thing, but you have to choose to do it this way. You have to choose, and I wanted to choose. Who wouldn't want to choose a better life? I didn't like the life I was living. But I found out how I could live a better life. I found out how, and I'm so grateful. Maybe you're in the same position I was. Maybe you're just ignorant. Maybe you're going to a dead church that doesn't teach you how to live the Word of God. Maybe you're going to a church that there's all kinds of rituals. You have to do this and you have to do that, but there's no life in that. There's no healing. There's no joy. You know, God can heal you of all the things that have happened to you. The abuse, daddy left you, or daddy abused you, whatever it is. I tell you, our heavenly daddy takes care of everything for you. I mean, the answer's in the book. It's in the Bible. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me, and guess what? You'll find me." You seek and you will find. When you seek for me with your whole heart. I believe I am talking to people who want a better life. This is what you got to do. Seek God. Then in Proverbs 8:17, it says, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me." So you seek and you will find, like hide and seek. God wants nothing more than for you to find a church that will not only teach you about your eternal destiny, but will teach you how to take the Word of God and live it. So you need to find a good church. You need to seek God, and the right church will be there when you seek God and be led by the Spirit of God. God has a church for you. The Bible says that God strategically plants us in a place. He puts us where we can be productive, where we can use our gifts and talents for Him. He doesn't want you out here floundering around with no direction, nobody to teach you what is the most important book, and that's the Bible. So, what else do you need in a right church? In a right church, you need to find a preacher, a pastor who preaches the truth from the Word of God, but also a pastor who lives it. You see, the pastors that you watch, or the teachers that you watch on YouTube or X or whatever, you can't examine their life. They're just speaking to you in a camera. But you need a pastor that you can trust, that is preaching the Word of God, and that he actually lives it. And the way to do that is examine his wife and examine his kids. Abraham was a great man of faith. And God said of him in Genesis 18:19, he said, "For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice." In other words, what he's saying is, listen, I can trust him because he knows how to take care of his house. Paul told Timothy the same thing. He was the pastor of the church at Ephesus, and he told him the qualifications of a pastor. And he said, he gives a long list in 1 Timothy 3:1-8, but these are some of the things that this list includes. He's hospitable, not given to wine, not greedy, one who rules his house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. Then it continues, "If a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God?" If he can't handle his wife and kids, he's not going to be able to handle the church of God. These qualities are so important. Plus, when you have a pastor at the right church, then the pastor sees you. He puts eyes on you as you come to the services. He knows you. Those TV preachers, they don't know you. And they're not going to be there for you if you need them. Do you understand? Hebrews 13:17 says, for us as people who go to church, it says, obey your spiritual leaders and submit to them, continually recognizing their authority over you, for they are constantly keeping watch over your soul and guarding your spiritual welfare as men who will have to render an account of their trust. Do your part to let them do this with gladness and not with sighing and groaning, for that would not be profitable for you. In other words, your pastor, someone you can relate to that you see on a regular basis, not a video screen, he is responsible for your soul. That's what the scripture says. And he's going to have to give an account. Number two, you have to get a pastor who preaches the truth of the Word of God and lives it. Number three, the right church for you should provide opportunities, listen to me, opportunities for fellowship. Because if you don't make connections at church, you'll hang around with your heathen friends. You'll hang around with people who don't believe like you do. That's why it's important to go to church and to get involved in their activities, the small groups, all the different things that they're doing, so you can meet other people. So you can even join, if they have a growth track like we do at Choose Life, and then become a part, become a volunteer. You see, we were made for fellowship, the right kind of fellowship. 1 Corinthians 15:33, one of my favorite scriptures, says, evil communication corrupts good manners. What does that mean? You hang around the wrong people, you're going to be bad news. So you have to associate with people of like precious faith. Acts 2:42 in the book of Acts, when the early church started as our pattern, what does it say? It says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. We were made for fellowship, and the Greek word for fellowship is koinonia. Say that, koinonia. Koinonia means that it's interaction and mutual participation, partnership with one another, having the same things in common. When you come to church and you make friends, then you have things in common. You have God, you have Jesus, you have the Word, you have these things in common, and you fellowship around the Word. You talk about the Word. You have somebody you can pray with, somebody that you can talk to, somebody you can confide in. In fact, it says in Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he hath not another to help him. You see, you can't be isolated. You have to get involved in a church. We were created for fellowship. And this is a source of strength. It's a source of encouragement when you hang around people who love God like you do. Now, is everybody at church perfect? No. No. But you can develop friendships and you can grow together. Don't be alone. So the answer to your question is, which church should I go to? Contains three very important answers. One, look for a church that not only prepares you for eternity, but prepares you and tells you the Word of God so that you can understand it, so you can live in the nasty now. Live what kind of life? The victorious, overcoming life that Jesus bled out for you to have. John 10:10. Clear. Ephesians 5:1, be imitators of God as dear children. When you come to church, when you read the Word, when you study the Word, you learn how to act, how to talk, how to handle situations in life, how to handle that boss, how to handle your children, how to handle your spouse. The answer to every issue is in the Word of God. So you've got to be taught. Number two, look for a church that has a pastor who teaches the Word of God uncompromisingly, and not only teaches the Word of God, but lives it. Remember I said, look at his wife and children. Then look for a church, number three, that enables you to not only use your gifts and talents that you have, because God has given you gifts and talents, but also to fellowship, to have that sweet koinonia, that sweet fellowship with people of like precious faith. When you volunteer at a church, it becomes your church. Before that, it's just, I go to that church. But when you volunteer and you do, you set your hand to something that they have available for you to do, whether it's cleaning the church, whether it's working in the parking lot, whether it's whatever it is, straightening up, or teaching the children. Whenever you do that and get involved, it becomes your church. And then you get to meet other people who are doing the same thing, who are using their gifts and talents for God. Now, I'm going to pray for you right now that you will find the right church. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to lead and guide every person that wants the right church, that you lead and guide them and direct them to the church that will be a perfect fit for them. I agree with their heart's desire to find a good church, and I believe that you will lead them by your Spirit to the correct church. We pray this in agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I would encourage you to download the Choose Life Church app, because I believe that there will be messages on here, so many messages by all of the pastors that will assist you in growing in God until you find your right church. Even after you find your right church, this would also be information that you can grow, because we've been doing this for 36 years, Pastor Dean and I, and we've gone through a lot of stuff, and we know what the Word of God says. Do we know it all? No, we don't know it all. We're still growing. And we'll be the first to admit that. But we know what we know that we know. And we want to help you in your growth process so you can grow up in God, so you can take the Word of God and understand it. Not only understand it, but what did I say? Apply it to your life on a daily basis. If I can be of further assistance to you, please email my assistant at jtarin@choosilifehobbs.com. We'll be more than happy to help you understand these principles that I've set forth today. I love you. Till next time. Bye-bye.